Hey, Chris Johnson here, and before I even fucking begin, if your fucking ass hasn't wished me a happy birthday yet, you better get on that. I'm gonna give you a little bit of leeway. Today is my birthday. Happy birthday, me, Chris Johnson. Happy birthday from Chris Johnson. But you still got fucking time. You got all fucking day today. I'll give you maybe to the 3rd or the 4th. I'll give it to the cat's birthday. If it gets to be Simon and Finley's birthday, they're 16th, and we're celebrating the sweet 16, and you're fucking wishing me happy birthday, you're not gonna have some fucking problems. You missed it. You're just gonna have to wait until next year. Although, I would still appreciate the message even if it's a little late so I can fucking yell at you. I was wondering, like, how the fuck am I gonna celebrate? Well, I'm working today, so, you know, I celebrate by fucking texting people about fucking auto and home insurance. But how am I gonna celebrate on the podcast? And I thought, like, motherfucker, you gotta stay true to yourself. Let's spend your birthday doing something you love, bitching about a group of people that you fucking hate. And I'm going to go back to radio for this one. We're going to go back a few years. I worked in radio from 2006 until 2016. 9.5 years spent in radio. And I hate a lot of fucking aspects of radio. I hated the management. I hated the corporate office. I hated the fact that nobody paid anything. I hated the fact that nothing ever fucking worked and nobody ever gave a fuck. I hated a lot of the phone callers. I hated most of the shows that were on the air. Part of talk shows, or even like news shows, is giving away prizes. You've heard that shit. You've listened to the radio before. Maybe it's concert tickets. Maybe it's passes to see a fucking movie. Maybe it's like $25 to go out to eat or some shit like that. Prizes are a big thing in fucking radio. You know why they fucking do that? You know why they give away prizes? Not because they like your fucking ass. It's so they can promote shit. It's all it is. It's all about fucking money. We used to do this shit on the early news called like the dining deals, where like some fucking restaurant would sign some fucking deal where we'd like talk about their fucking food and give away their passes all fucking week. And then like Thursday, the fucking head of the place would come in and talk about it. And it would just be like a big jerk off session. Like if you fucking go there, if they give you $20 to go there, you're still probably gonna pay more, and if you like it, you'll go back. Like, it's worth it for them. And they get to be like, hey, we gave away the fucking passes. We gave away the concert tickets. Like, if it's a fucking douchebag like FM station, this station rocks. Here's your fucking tickets. That shit. So if you're working at the station, you're probably at one point or another going to be responsible for some of that shit. I was always the one who answered the goddamn phones for these fucking tickets. For the morning show, it was all fucking me. Maybe Shrubs would do it from time to time, but usually it was fucking me. During the talk shows, I would have to do it a lot. It was a pain in the dick. They'd be like, hey, the 9th caller gets a pair of fucking tickets to go see Hootie and the Blowfish. I tried to think of the most ridiculous band I could from the past. So you might be thinking, like, where's the hatred coming, Chris Johnson? Who the fuck do you hate? Do you hate the promotions people? Do you hate the people giving away the tickets? No, I hated the motherfuckers calling in to win the fucking tickets. Not everybody. There's a specific group, the fucking prize pigs. These fucking assholes who had nothing better to do with their fucking time but sit on their asses waiting for fucking giveaways and just fucking calling. They didn't know what the fuck they were winning. They didn't give a shit what they were fucking winning. They had no fucking lives. They weren't working. They weren't watching their fucking kids. They weren't doing anything but sitting on their fucking ass listening to fucking AM or FM fucking radio just fucking waiting for the moment that there was a fucking giveaway so they could dial their fucking phone with their grubby little fucking fingers and just fucking win shit. I cannot fucking tell you how many times the same people won shit over and over and over again. That's what we call them. That's what we call them in the biz. We call them fucking prize pigs. And I fucking hated prize pigs. I got so fucking good at recognizing voices that like if I knew, like if it was the 9th caller, and that's all bullshit too, by the way, 9th caller. If there were people in the room and I wanted to put on a show, I'd like pick up the phone and be like, hey, caller 7, caller 2, caller 4. And they'd be like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Nobody fucking knows. You know what the 9th caller is? The 9th caller is whoever the fuck Chris Johnson feels like giving the fucking prize away to. That's the fucking secret. You think I'm going through and picking the exact 9th caller? Are you out of your fucking mind? The fucking lines would light up. As soon as they started talking about the giveaway, the lines would light up. You know what I'm doing? I'm fucking hanging up on those people before I even pick up the phone. Click, click, click. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You don't even know what the fuck you're fucking winning, motherfucker. So I would do that. I would just blatantly hang up on people. Disconnect them. Fuck off. And then once I finally determined, okay, I gotta pick a fucking winner, I would, you know, pick up the phone and be like, hello. And then I just wait for them to respond. And if it was like, oh, like, oh, I know that fucking voice. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you're caller number 8. But sometimes you'd still slip. Like one time this fucking asshole won over and over again. And she won like fucking Sabres tickets. I was so pissed. Cause like the people who would finally win, they'd be like, my God, I call all the time. I never win. I actually fucking believe you. You know why you don't win? Because you got a fucking life. You're at work and you're fucking putting the kids on the bus and shit. And this dickhead who has nothing better to do with his fucking time just sits there dialing all fucking day just so they can fucking win shit. You're mooching off the system, you fucking scumbags. But anyway, this person won like fucking hockey tickets or concert tickets or some shit. It was like tickets for something. It was like a fucking hot item. And it was this fucking old ass fucking lady that I wanted to just, I wanted to drive a stake through her fucking heart. I hated her that fucking much. And whatever the fuck it was, like, so like, let's just pretend it was Saber tickets. Be like, oh, you like the Sabres? Playoff tickets? And they're like, no, not really. I was like, then why did you call? What are you calling for? Like, I got pissed. I got fucking heated with this woman. She's like, Is it bad that I called? Like, dude, like, you don't even know what you're fucking winning. You don't think that's a fucking problem? You don't know what you're fucking winning, you dumb fucking asshole? You're gonna fucking take a prize away from somebody who actually fucking might enjoy going to the fucking playoff game just so you could fucking win it? She's like, well, I'm gonna give it to my daughter. Does she like the fucking hockey team? I don't know. What the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind? Oh my God. Like, if in that fucking moment I could have just fucking hung up the goddamn phone, I know I could have, but like, that, at that point I already told them I fucking won. Like, I was so pissed with myself. God damn it. Fuck that woman. Fuck that woman. If you're one of these fucking prize pig assholes, just know everybody at the station fucking hates you. They hate you. They know exactly who the fuck you are. They've seen your name 10 fucking times. They think you're a piece of shit. And quite frankly, you are a piece of shit. Fuck off. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck else you want it, really. I'm on Podbean as well. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. And this motherfucker is going to go right in my Facebook timeline for you so you can catch me there.